Corey Brown's online. Morning to you, Corey.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. I know you were out there this morning with Sandbar and Damien Flower telling me off air that they have put the blinkers on.
Yeah, he's obviously passed the test to have them on before. He's worn winkers race day, but not blinkers. But yeah, we've had him on him before, and he seemed to go quite nicely. And I know we know he's stepping up in distance from last time out, but yeah, I think the blinkers are a big plus for him. They sort of sharpen him up without overdoing it. He was very, very focused and just really happy with the way that he galloped. He really, really liked him on.
You got to wait for the blinkers, I guess, for the right race, like a massive Group 1 like it is on Saturday. It's a stallion-making race. It's a big one in our Sydney calendar, but you want them to go on the right horse too, don't you? You don't want them to overreact.
No, that's right, and especially going into like a grand final, like the Golden Rose. Like it's obviously always a little bit of concern, but again, he was extremely relaxed with them on. He focused up enough without overdoing it. We did work over a bit of ground, so it wasn't like we're just dashing up sort of 3 furlongs. He went over sort of 6 furlongs and worked home 2 and a bit. So yeah, no, I was really happy with the way that he handled himself with them on. I think you'd be right. Like if anything, I know the track was, you know, really, really affected the other day at Rose Hill. We're getting into it quite noticeably, and he didn't travel that well on it. Probably the conditions more than anything where he didn't travel. But I think jumping up in distance with the adding of the blinkers, I think he'll handle himself quite well with them.
Well, the track starts the week, or this morning, Tuesday. It's a good 4, and I'm just going to bring the forecast up for the whole week. I mean, it's 25 today. 26 tomorrow, 18 Thursday, Friday no rain and 20, and Saturday no rain and 23. So they're only saying a chance maybe on Thursday. So we're gonna get a far better track, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I'm not sure where the rail will be positioned, but yeah, I mean with
3 meters, 3 meters, yeah.
So it should take out that. It was just really between the 800. For mine, it was between the 800 and sort of the 400. Where we really chewed into it. So with the rail being out, I'm sure it'll take out that sort of messy area where it was to be probably 3 or 4 off the fence. So, yeah, look, I mean, with the good drawing weather, we should end up with a lot better track than what we had last fortnight, but just hopefully we can draw a decent barrier.
Yeah. I know, you know, I don't know whether you had other options, but I know you're very loyal around Damien. But I think in summary, what you're telling us this morning is the horse has shown you enough this morning that you're confident with a good draw.
Yeah, look, I think his run was good the other day. Like on the, he didn't like the going at all. He was very hesitant on it. And I think any other horse would have sort of dropped out of it, you know, like, as an example, Siege of Tibet, you know, like he's come out, he backed up a week after on a, he ran off at Rose Hill and then come out and won at Randwick last weekend. So you can't take a lot of form out of the race meeting, but as far as he stuck on quite well, he's only beaten, I think, just under 4 lengths. So considering that he didn't actually like it at all and he gets back on a better track, I'm sure he's got a good couple of lengths improving in him.
Yeah, it's a good point with Siege of Quebec because talking with so many trainers out of that Rose Hill, the inside just fell away really badly, and I think horses can rebound off it, as we've seen there with Siege of Quebec. All right, Corey, we look forward. We're going to have the barrier draw, hopefully, with Brett Devine in the next 20 minutes or so within that time frame. So I hope it's a good positive draw and he can put himself right in that race.
Yeah, no, if he does, I'm sure he'd be very competitive.